Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat, on this February 14th. Ooh, say that five times in a row. Well, you have to have a tongue ring in your on your tongue. So anyway, today's suggested topic is Valentine's best or worst date. I will say very quickly, because I'm off to work, I used to work for the government in one of their buildings, and I got a dozen roses delivered on Valentine's Day with signed a card. It was signed anonymous, and I waited and I asked, and I was just chomping at the bit to find out who sent these flowers. And the card said, somehow I remember, if you want to find out who your secret admirer is, be in the break room at such and such time. And the break room was universal for the entire building. So I went at the time, and they had, you know, vending machines and tables and stuff. And I went, and I saw this guy. And, you know, the most horrible thing is I cannot remember his name. I remember he had a limp, and he, it's like he had a stroke, but he was my age. So I don't know if something, you know, something obviously happened in his hand. He didn't have use of one of his hands, and he had a limp, and we ended up going to dinner, and we dated for, I don't know, a couple months, and I ended up, you know, girls, women are really stupid when you hear that the good guys finish last. Yeah, they do. The bad guys, for whatever reason, women are stupid, and they always go after the bad guy. You know, the one that is abusive, drinks, parties, gets into fights, when I probably would have, you know, been taken care of, loved, adored, worshipped with this man. But for whatever reason, you know, I wanted the bad guy. And knowing my personality, I probably would have gotten bored. I hate to say, you know, I'd be suffocated, but yeah. But that was one of the best that sticks out in my mind. I am embarrassed and ashamed of myself that I cannot remember his name. And the worst Valentine's Day was 1998. My grandfather, who raised me along with my grandmother, passed away on the 11th of February, and the funeral was Valentine's Day. And I had my engagement party scheduled for that night with family and friends, and so it was just, you know, those are my two memories of Valentine's Day, the best and the worst. So anyway, I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. And if you're interested in doing something else for Tuesdays, there, well, it's called TMI Tuesdays. It's at, what is the RUL? Ooh. I don't have it up. You can do TMI Tuesdays, WordPress.com, and it's a series of questions you can answer, and it's kind of like a blog hop where you can submit it to a main page, and people come and look at your answers. Like one question really quick is, Cupid is the god of desire, affection, and erotic love. As the myth goes, a person who is shot by Cupid's arrow is filled with uncontrollable desire. On your behalf, who would you like Cupid to shoot? So, stuff like that. Laterness, people.